This is Connect on Way FM.
Welcome to Connect, and our guest today, Kaylee Cornett. She's the CEO at Hope Clinic for Women in Nashville, Tennessee. Kaylee, what is the greatest physical need that your center or others that you're aware of in the same space need?
As a pregnancy center that serves moms in Tennessee, in Middle Tennessee, our greatest need right now is actually diaper bags. But I know that pregnancy centers all across the country are looking for all sorts of things like diapers and wipes, but also those supplies that are more expensive, that are harder to get a hold of. As you know, formula has been difficult to get a hold of. For those of you who are moms, know that babies have one formula that they love, and maybe that's covered under food stamps. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's a sensitive brand. Maybe it's the off brand. And so we want to make sure that we can offer a variety so that our moms don't have to worry or get not the best. All our moms deserve the best stuff.
Yeah, and babies, you know, some of them will just have funny little things, like they can't take soy or a preference. Yeah, and that can be a real concern. Besides physical items, what's the number one thing that women coming into your center needs?
A mom that's walking in having an unplanned pregnancy needs to know that she's not alone. The biggest thing that women say is a concern for them and maybe is pushing them in the direction of not parenting or not continuing the pregnancy is the fact that they have no one to support them. That their partner's not going to be there. Their family's not there. Maybe they're new to the city they moved into, but they're feeling really isolated. A pregnancy center is oftentimes the first place a woman goes to even share the fact that she thinks she's pregnant. And so these women need a community around them. They need people supporting them, not only in this season, but in the rest of the season. Obviously, parenting is a lifelong journey. So these women need community.
I know everyone's journey is personal and somewhat different, but is there a typical way that you meet new moms, and how does that journey go?
Most women call us and they say, I think I'm pregnant. I don't know what to do. We encourage them to come in where they get a pregnancy test. They sit down with one of our options counselors, and if they're far enough along, we give an ultrasound. The whole goal of that being we want to give them all of this good information, medically accurate information, so that they can make an informed decision, but also knowing that they're not going to be alone. We want to remove obstacles in the way of them choosing life. If a mom or dad chooses to parent, we enroll them in our parenting program where they get access to mentorship from someone in the community. They can get professional counseling from a licensed therapist. They get education classes like car seat safety, support groups, Bible studies, and then resources to other nonprofits in the city. So if they need housing or food or employment, and then all, of course, the stuff that they need, the diapers, wipes, cribs. So it's kind of this wraparound program to give her a good head start. And for our mom, she can stay in that program until her kid's a year old.
Okay, so you're talking potentially, 18 months or so of that community support. What are some of the things that maybe your parents learn in classes? And we're not talking just about, moms. If dads wish to be a part of their child's life, they have resources as well.
Absolutely. We want to bring dads into the equation as much as they want to, because that's what women want. They want their partner to be involved, especially in that decision-making. And if they choose to parent, she wants him there. So they learn really practical things like safe sleep and how to install a car seat. But we go a little bit deeper with some of our classes. We talk about how to care for yourself. We want our moms to know that there is space for them to take care of themselves in the midst of their pregnancy. We talk about boundaries with their kids, with their family. If there are negative influences in their life, we want to give them tools to protect themselves in this new family that they're creating. So we have kind of a broad scope of classes that really equip them with the tools. If this is their first pregnancy or their 16th pregnancy, and I'm not exaggerating, we had a woman that it was her 16th kid.
And so how many women, or I guess we should include just families because we're including sometimes fathers, do you serve within in a year?
So we do over 900 pregnancy tests a year. But at any given time, we're balancing about 100 to 150 moms and dads in our parenting program. And that's just one branch of the services that we do at Hope Clinic. We serve families outside of pregnancy, before pregnancy, and then afterwards through our professional counseling.
What's something that you wish people knew about the work that you do?
For Hope Clinic, we want to come around women in our community before they even get to an unplanned pregnancy. So yes, we're there in that crisis when it happens, but before that happens, we are providing great women's health care. We provide annual exams and testing by nurse practitioners at our clinic. We also educate middle school and high school students about healthy relationships to really give people tools to make healthy choices and have knowledge about their bodies before they get to our doors, with the eventual goal being of preventing an unplanned pregnancy. And that's something that's really important for us as an organization of looking to make radical change within the city and really make an impact on the women in Nashville specifically.
You mentioned providing an ultrasound to moms who are facing an unplanned pregnancy. How do you see that make a difference for moms who may be on the fence of whether or not to continue with their pregnancy?
An ultrasound is an amazing thing because a woman can go online and she can look up an image of what an 8-week-old baby looks like. She can see that image on her phone, but there's something so drastically different when it's her, when she's on that table and our sonographer is talking her through. And I've been in the room countless times. You're standing there and you're kind of waiting and she's chatting. And then finally you see that flicker of a heartbeat. And it's magical every time. If for women who it's their fifth pregnancy or their first, there's something, call it the hand of God, call it just this, we are created in his image, but just seeing that heartbeat, seeing little limbs, we see a lot of women around that 10 to 12 week mark, which is called the gummy bear phase, where you start seeing little arms and legs moving. And it's always a shock. Women think, oh my gosh, this is real. And it is life-changing every time for a woman. Again, regardless of if it's her first or 10th pregnancy, there's something really powerful about seeing that image on the screen and hearing that heartbeat that really changes hearts and minds.
Can you share more about the education you provide to kids in schools and what is the age range?
Yeah, so we have two curriculums that we educate students on. It's middle school and high school. The middle school program is 4 sessions. The high school program is 6. And it's all about the overarching goal of how to have a healthy relationship. So yes, we talk about intimacy. We talk about their bodies. We talk about health. We talk about risk, with the eventual goal being the best way to avoid all risk is to abstain until a committed relationship like marriage. But we're really giving them tools about technology and consent and boundaries. And for our middle school curriculum, specifically, we focus on friendships. What is a toxic friendship? What is a healthy friendship? We get them to exercise those muscles so that when they get to high school or college and they're engaging in an intimate relationship, they already know what they're looking for. They already know what their values and their goals are, and they can live out of them.
So how can we pray for moms that come through the doors at Hope Clinic?
I would pray that the women who are walking through our doors and the doors of pregnancy centers all around the country is that these women would experience home in the midst of isolation, that they would experience peace in the midst of uncertainty and strength in the midst of difficulty. These women are in what can seem like them like a life-changing and life-ending situation, but we want them to know that there is hope and that there is life and light on the other side.
A success story. You know, maybe there's one that sticks out, you know, someone who came to Hope Clinic for Women and you're like, yeah, we made a difference here today.
One that always stands out to me as a woman who actually came to receive services from us nearly 26 years ago. So she was 19 years old. She's a pastor's kid and found herself in an unplanned pregnancy, which was at the time absolutely devastating for her. She found Hope Clinic, found hope, was able to really radically change her life to be able to make space for this child to eventually get married to the person, which is not always the case. And now, 25 years later, her son has kids. She's a grandmother, and she started this amazing nonprofit to help victims of trafficking. I look at that story and I see God's hand over this entire circle of what looks like could be completely life-shattering is actually just a piece in this like mosaic that God builds in people's lives. And she's not going to see that in the moment, but now that she's reflecting back and I've had the opportunity to build a relationship with her, she sees God's hand over every moment of that.
Wow. What is it that keeps you motivated in the work that you do? Sometimes, you know, every story is maybe not the outcome that you hope for. How do you keep that strength?
We teach something at Hope Clinic for our staff called radiant possibilities, that in any circumstance, there's an opportunity to see the negatives, to see the dead ends, and then there's an opportunity to see the hope and the opportunity there. So what encourages me on the hard days, on the days when we walk away feeling discouraged, is going back to the quotes and comments that we get from our clients and the one we serve for our satisfaction surveys. And the words that they say, even if just a quick sentence on their phone of, I felt welcome here. I felt loved. I didn't feel judged. I felt like I have a family. Like, these are the words that our clients use to describe the services that they haven't seen our branding packet. They haven't looked at our staff meetings, but those are the words that we're trying to communicate, and they're receiving that through the hands and feet of the services that we provide.
Kaylee, you have been providing us a wealth of information and ways that we can pray for the families that you serve. Say someone wants to get more involved, how can members of the community connect with Hope Clinic for Women?
If you want to take a great first step with Hope Clinic, I would highly recommend coming to our Prayer Saturdays event. We bathe the building in prayer. We go into specific counseling rooms, into offices. We have specific needs for the month, and we just shower this place that is home for so many, where people come in and they bring their brokenness, they bring their hurts, and we try to be Jesus to them. So if you're a prayer warrior and want to join us on a Saturday morning, you can go to our website, hopeclinicforwomen.org, and see more about our Prayer Saturdays event, and just come pray with us. Come see how God is moving in this organization.
Thanks for listening to Connect on Way FM.